God's word for you is Psalm 119, verses 12 and 13. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the judgments that come from your mouth. In verse 5, we saw the statutes, or hukim, that are often a reference to the word of God and its eternal permanence. This is also the meaning here. The poet praises, even blesses God for his permanent and everlasting word. How is it that a human might bless the Lord? To bless someone is to wish the best for them, happiness, joy, contentment, even praise. Jesus blesses the poor, the hungry, the weeping, the hated, when these things come on account of their faith. They have shown their love and devotion to God, and God shows his love and compassion for them by blessing them. We see that in Luke 6 and Matthew 5. And therefore, to bless is the opposite of proclaiming woe upon someone. Jesus says woe to many people as well. Woe to the rich who sin against their neighbors, to those who are well fed but do not give thanks, to those who laugh about faith or laugh without faith, to those who are loved by the world because they show no faith or righteousness in what they do. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and Habakkuk all say the same things. Therefore, to proclaim woe is to uncover and condemn sin and warn about coming judgment. To proclaim blessings is to display faith and righteousness, whether small or great, and to praise God about the coming of his kingdom. Therefore, to bless the Lord is when a Christian praises God and adores him and prays that all good things will come to him. God surely does not need our blessing, but in his word, he invites our blessing upon him as we join with the holy angels in singing his praises. The versatile verb conjugation called the pial is used by the poet twice in these verses. The first is surprisingly not bless in verse 12, although that word is often in this conjugation, but we see it first in the word teach. In the ordinary conjugation, this word would be learn, but in the pial, it becomes causative, to make someone learn, to cause them to learn, to teach them. In this psalm, the phrase, teach me your statutes, is quite common, occurring in verses 12, 26, 64, 68, and toward the end of verse 124. Next, we have proclaim in verse 13. This word is related to the word count and is often translated recount. For example, in the NIV, and to recount or proclaim is to tell and tell again, to preach to the world what God has done. Sometimes another verb form, the imperfect tense, is used to say something very similar, as in Numbers 23:23, it will now be said of Jacob and Israel, see what God has done. There, the imperfect passive carries the idea of something being said again and again about what God has done for his people. Here, the poet says that he will do the same thing about the judgments of God, declaring them to be God's holy will. He will proclaim them in public. This is the same force of the verb that we see in Genesis 2, verse 2. God finished, that is declared to be finished, the work he had been doing. When we declare and proclaim the word of God, we can become overwhelmed by the task. This is what sometimes gets into the minds of parents when we ask them to help teach Sunday school or other children's lessons. It certainly weighs heavily on the hearts of young men when they preach their first sermons. Luther offered this advice. When you are to preach, speak with God and say, Dear Lord God, I wish to preach in your honor. I wish to speak about you, glorify you, praise your name. Although I can't do this well by myself, I pray that you will make it good. And when you preach, don't look at the other professors or me or any other learned man, but think of yourself as the most learned man in the room when you're preaching from the pulpit. And he added, I've never been troubled by my inability to preach well, but I have often been alarmed and frightened to think that I was obliged to speak thus in God's presence about his mighty majesty and divine nature. So be of good courage and pray. I want to say something else about verse 13. It begins with my lips I proclaim, And it ends with the judgments that come from your mouth. There's a little chiasmus, a little inverted word play there, where we begin with the lips of me and end with the mouth of God. And I will proclaim with my mouth the things that come out of God's mouth. It's a delightful little word play that we shouldn't be afraid to mention. When I hear my own sons retell a story from my life, putting their own emphasis or turn of phrase, even humor, into something I said or did, I've always been delighted by them, humbled by them, honored by them. Isn't this just the way our Heavenly Father feels when we proclaim His word and works from faith? Never forget that your Lord loves you and that He recognizes your love for Him. Be fearless about proclaiming Him in the world. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.